Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Somebody say hallelujah. Okay. Oh, I love that. I mean, that y'all took me back on that one. Every time I turn around, he's making a way. That's some old school right there. And they brought out the OG Elmo Washington to bring it. Thank you for that praise, evangelist. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for being here this morning. Not just you who are in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in on iChurch. That's going out in English, and it's going out in Spanish. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us this morning. So last week, we talked about, maybe you didn't know it had a formal title, but we were talking about just unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit. And there are things that hinder that process. And so we were talking about the importance of, let's go to Galatians, the third chapter. I love it when the book of Galatians, and we talked about it in our ministers meeting this morning, actually. Galatians, they were talking to the church of Galatia, and there were some new believers in that church. And he's talking to church folks. Say he's talking to church folks. That means he's talking to me. Not me, but he's talking to you. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you. You're going to get everybody covered. You know, sometimes the audience are unbelievers, and sometimes the audience is believers. And so when you open up the word, it's important for you to know who he's talking to. You know, because we are so quick to say, oh, yeah, talk about them. Yeah, talk about them backsliders. Oh, talk about them non-believers. No, the scripture is referring to you as a believer, because a lot of times we fall short. And we're thankful for days like this where, you know, we're acknowledging that we can't do anything without him. And so here in Galatians, the third chapter, we were talking about how this church, these believers, had strayed away from the faith. They start believing other things. And so he goes here in the first verse, the third chapter of Galatians, and he says, Oh, foolish. Why would he start it? Because they was what? They were foolish. They were doing foolish stuff. They were thinking about foolish things. They had gotten as far as they got by their faith and the Holy Ghost. And then they decide that, you know, they start talking to others who wanted to subvert the church. Subvert means they wanted to what? Change it, hinder it, right? And it says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has hoodooed you? Who has fooled you? Who has got you to think in some other doctrine that, you know, we're not preaching? And it says that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Yeshua Mashiach has been evidently set forth. It was through Yeshua that they received their what? Salvation, right? And that's what the apostles were preaching. They were preaching Yeshua, 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 right? And so it says, and he was crucified among you. And the second verse says what? This only what I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law? Or by the what? So you got the Holy Ghost. You got this power, you got this authority, and now you're trying to get back in your mind again by doing the works of the law, right? We're not saved by works. right? And so it says they start doing that, and they started turning away from the hearing of what? What is the hearing of faith? When you hear the word of salvation and you receive it and you start to what? Act upon it. Many of you were saved and you've come this far in faith by the power of the Holy Ghost and through the name of Yeshua. We use this Hebrew name Yeshua, which means he will save, he will deliver, he will rescue, right? And so you've come this far, why would you start talking other stuff? You rolled this way, you rolled this wave of the Holy Ghost, and now why would you try to create your own wave? You can't even create it. That's why he called them foolish. Somebody might be offended, I'm sorry, but if you're a fool, that's who you are. If you're doing foolish stuff, you're a fool. And we're not, listen, the beauty is you don't have to stay a fool. Deliverance is available for fools. Truth is available for fools. There's another word we use, ignorant. Ignorant means you don't know. Don't be offended. I mean, I'm ignorant of things. I don't know how to be a doctor. I'm ignorant of that. I could not perform surgery on you. Don't trust me. Do not ask me. I can't do it. I'm ignorant of those things, right? But if I went to medical school and spent some years in residency, then I would not no longer be what? Ignorant. Well, you as believers, you cannot be ignorant of the kind of salvation that you got. You cannot be ignorant of the power that you have at your disposal. And you are sitting up in here learning so that you will not be ignorant any longer. Now, the only way that you can be ignorant is that you're willingly ignorant. And what does that mean? I just don't want to know. I don't believe I'm here in the midst of anybody who wants to be willingly ignorant. I believe I'm in the midst of some Holy Ghost truth seekers. Any truth seekers in the house? Right. So we got this by the hearing of faith. When you heard the gospel, something happened. He says he's given to us the measure of faith. So when someone said, hey, he died for your sins, right? When you heard that, then something started moving supernaturally. And you said, they took you in the room and they said, do you believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and he rose again on the third day? Do you believe that? And you said, hey, yes, I believe it. Do you want to receive him today? You said, yes. And you acted on that faith. When you heard the word, you what? Believed it, you received it, and you what? Acted on it. What was he acting on it? You say, I believe it. Take me to the water. I believe it. Lay hands on me for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Anybody receive all that? Right. So you came there. You've come this far by the what? Hearing of faith. By that faith. So why wouldn't you continue in faith? Right? And so this is what we're talking about. And so sometimes you got to remind yourself. How do you do this? How do we got to continue to remind ourselves that we got to walk in faith? Well, I went to go to Nehemiah real quick. We talked about a church service that lasted, glory, Nehemiah in the 9th chapter. Church service that lasted for 6 hours. Can you handle that? I don't know. If you could, maybe we should do a word marathon one day. Come on, somebody. A word marathon. We just got that word going on. Maybe that like 24 hours of word. Who would partake? Come on, y'all. Don't raise your hand. Who would partake? Just give me, your enthusiasm and praise. Who would partake in that? All right. But the ninth chapter, and what we did was we just kind of jumped into this really quickly. You've got to continue to immerse yourself in the Word. Immerse yourself in worship. Immerse yourself in meditation. And so the ninth chapter, the first verse says what? Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with what? Fasting, with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh, their Elohim, 1/4 part of the day. So the daytime was considered 12 hours in Hebrew time, in Jewish time. 12 hours, and they say 1/4 part of that day was what? 12 divided by 3. So they were reading the book of the law or the word for what? 3 hours. And then another 1/4 part, for another 3 hours, they confessed and worshiped Yahweh, their God. So they have 6 hours, worshiped for 3 hours, and immersed themselves in the word for another 3 hours. And then if you read on with the rest of Nehemiah, they start naming all the praise team members. And they start talking. And then what were they saying in their praises? Well, they were saying all kinds of stuff. They were talking about how Yahweh delivered them from Egypt by the Red Sea. Sometimes you got to remember. You got to stir yourself up by remembering what he did for you. Some of y'all, he did something miraculous maybe 2 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. The way you keep your faith exercised is that you keep on remembering, hey, Yahweh, I thank you. I remember what you did for me in 1999. Right? The doctor said this, and I didn't receive that report. And then came back, went back to the doctor. The doctor said, no, it's gone. Hallelujah. You got to keep on remembering. Guess what? You got to keep on thanking him for what he did. And so we were talking about these things. And so there are a lot of things that try to block you as believers from getting that breakthrough, right? We talked about being able to unleash the power of the Holy Ghost. Anybody ever been disappointed? If I had... Could I say a dollar for every time I've been disappointed? I'd be rich. Anybody been victims of fear? Yeah. Fear will keep you from receiving your breakthrough. Disappointment. Anybody ever feel hopeless? Depressed? Anxiety? Stressed out. Somebody stressed out right now. All those things are keeping you from the breakthrough. If you're experiencing that on an extended basis, the power within you is being suppressed. Why does this happen? Well, I think a lot of times we don't realize what we're going through. We use the word faith. We use the word hope. We use the first word believe interchangeably. Did you know they mean something very different? Each and every one of them. For instance, hope. Say hope. Hope is from the Greek word, elpis. Say elpis. Hope means to anticipate, usually with pleasure. You're anticipating something what? Good. You have an expectation or a confidence. If you saved, you do not have any business being hopeless. There should always be some level of what? Anticipation. You're anticipating that something good is going to what? What does anticipation mean? When I was a kid, there was a Heinz ketchup commercial. And I don't think they sell those bottles anymore, but they were glass. And you had to turn that thing upside down to get the ketchup. And why did some of them say catsup? See, C-A-T-S-U-P. It used to be catsup. So it was called catsup. See? So how did it start? Because of the way y'all was pronouncing it, probably. Give me some of that ketchup. Yeah. So you'd have to turn that thing, and from what I remember, you'd have to like. Some of us, well, I would stick a knife up in there. Come on out. But the commercial was anticipation. It's making me wait. And what the anticipation was that it's so good that it's willing, I'm willing to wait on it because it's when it finally gets here, it's going to be what? That ketchup on them fries is going to be, yes. Some of y'all have anticipation with mayonnaise on fries. No, but there's some mayonnaise fried people here. Who's a mayonnaise fried people? Don't be, Don't get on their case. They just like mayonnaise and yeah. And really, anybody heard of French dressing or like that French sauce? Guess what that is? It's mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together with some relish in it. He said that's different. But you're willing to wait because why? It's gonna be good. So you as a believer should always have hope. Amen. Because the one that you believe on, he's always gonna make a way. And it's always gonna be good. And it's gonna be on time. But see, some of y'all tripping because you hopeless. There's a root to that. Where's that coming from? Well, I'm going to ask y'all a question. If hope is, or elpis, the Greek word elpis, is the word for meaning anticipate with pleasure, what do you call an anticipation of failure? Hopeless, but there's a word. When you anticipate bad stuff to happen, that's called fear. And if you're operating in fear, you've just located yourself. You as a believer should always have hope, right? Tell your neighbor, I anticipate hope. I anticipate, I anticipate. We have a song that we sing after you, I anticipate the supernatural. I anticipate that. See, when the natural looks like there ain't no way. We don't prescribe to that. We don't subscribe to that. We know that in the natural, if things start looking crazy, guess what? It's an opportunity to anticipate the supernatural. Because the supernatural is what's going to what? Shift. Okay? Well, if hope is anticipation, what is belief? Belief is the Greek word pistuo. Say pistuo. It means to commit to from having confidence in something, right? So if I commit to it, I'm committed to that. I believe I'm committed to it. I believe it. Because why am I believing it? Because I have what? Confidence. So guess what? Belief has a level of confidence which inspires the action of faith. It's not enough that you just believe. Believing is just what you have committed to. different than faith? Well, faith is what the Hebrew word emunah. Say emunah. Emunah is that steadiness, that firmness, that true to rely on action. That means you're acting in what? Your faith is in action. Say faith is in action. Faith is a verb. What's a verb? Okay, y'all, come on now. I know that you might have struggled in English. I did, grammar. I struggled in grammar. The only reason I knew what a verb was because I used to watch Schoolhouse Rock. And it had that song. It says, verb, that's what's happening, right? Who watched Schoolhouse Rock? And the dude was sitting at that, he was batting, right? And they threw a ball at him, and they were talking about that verb is the action. He's what? He's hitting the ball. He's making a home run. Well, that's what your action of faith is. You're confident, and you act on that what? Confidence, right? So believing is not just enough. See, it's not enough to believe. I gotta act on that belief. And the action on that belief, that firmness, that deeply rooted, unmovable, unshakable firmness, that's emunah. That's why I love the Hebrew and the Greek. This, you know, because, you know, if we're just thinking about just the world's or the English view of faith, it's like, oh, well, faith is knowing. No. That's not enough. If we look at emunah, it's more than that, right? So if emunah means, and guess what? Guess where we get the root word of emunah is aman. A-M-A-N. And what is that? That means it's firm. So when somebody says, hallelujah, you say, aman, right? That means what? It's firm. That's the root of emunah. So that's why when you hear 3CLA people talking about aman, you're like, what's wrong with them? Why ain't they saying amen? Because that's not the word. The word is what? That means once we speak something, boom. We put a period on it. Aman is putting a period on it. Whatever the words say, that's what? That's it. Right? We got to start operating on that. If the word says it, boom. Aman. Tell your neighbor, aman. That means what? It's sure. That's solid. So this is how, so how do these things work together? Faith is, when you look at emunah, say because he is sure, say this, because he is sure, I am sure. What do I mean by that? Yahweh, he's a what? Firm foundation. He's unmovable. He's unshakable. He is a rock. Right? He is the only thing that you can count on. We always going like this, but he's steady. I don't know about you, but when times is going like this, I need something steady to hold on to. I need something steady to believe in, right? And so, who is that steadiness? So, since he is sure, say that. Since he is sure, say, I am sure. And say, I will act in that. That's emunah. Because he's sure, because he's firm, if I'm in him, I'm sure, and I'm firm. When you find yourself wigging out, sisters don't, I don't mean it like that. When you find yourself tripping, you're not sure. If you're not sure, you're not operating in him. Check yourself. before you wreck yourself, right? But if you are in him, then you're sure. And if you're sure, you're going to what? Act in that sure. That means you're going to make decisions in that steadiness. You're not going to just willy-nilly start doing stuff. And so that's why, do you even believe? You got to ask yourself the question, am I committed? Do I have confidence enough to Yahweh to be committed? That's belief. Am I anticipating him? That's hope. Am I going to act in his firmness and his steadiness? That's faith. I ask you, I submit to the church, are you operating in hope? Are you operating in true belief? Are you operating in what? Faith. And so go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. There's another word. I love this. The Hebrew word for faith is emuna. The Greek word for faith is pistis. Guess what pistis means? That means a firm conviction based upon hearing. Ooh, so we added another element to it. When you hear it, you become what? Convinced. So emuna and pistis are complementing. They're helping each other what? Out. They're working what? Together. So that means if I hear something, I commit to it. That means I believe it. And then I will act in an anticipation. That means I hope. And then any decisions that I make there on out or any actions, I'm operating in faith. If that's not part of your process, you're tripping. That must be a part of your process. And so that is why, who's heard of El Elyon? What does that mean? That means the Most High God. El Elyon. Tavester of what? Heaven and earth. Who believes in El Elyon? That's an attribute. But guess what? He has another attribute. El Emuna. El Emuna. What is that? The faithful God. Do you believe that he is El Emuna? Faithful God means, hey, he is always. I can always count on him. I mean, he always comes through. If I let him come through, he will always what? Come through. And anytime, and sometimes I wouldn't even let him through, and he still came through because he is El Emuna. I wouldn't even acknowledge him. And in my foolishness and ignorance and stupidity, he still showed grace, love, and mercy and came through for me. So El Emuna is asking for you to have some emuna. He was like, I'm faithful to you. You got to be faithful to me. When you think about that, it makes a difference. Hebrews, if you're a Hebrew scholar, Hebrew is what? Ivrim. 11th chapter, the first verse. So now that we understand these meanings, now faith or emuna, what is it? It's the substance of things hoped for. Well, now that we kind of have an understanding of what these words mean and how they interact, you can say now faith is being sure of what we hope for. Faith is, emuna is being sure of what we hope for, right? And what is hope? Faith is the substance of things we anticipate. That we favorably, what? That's the substance. That's what that's built on. That's what it's what? Working. Faith is the substance of things what? Guess what it is? The evidence of what? Are you always going to see it, saints? Do you see the end result of something that goes wrong? But in faith, you have to what? Hope. Anticipate. Believe. Sometimes you don't see it. And if you don't see it, what? Some of y'all is like, hey, I don't see it. There ain't no way. They told me, hey, I was going to get a car. This is not my story, but it could be. But it's probably your story. I was going to get a car, and they ran my credit. And it was no way. It was a 540. This is not my testimony, I'm telling you. But it's somebody's testimony. And when they came back and said, Mr. Jones, your credit report is a 540. Did you pick up your stuff and say, well, or did you say, I believe, I don't care what my credit report say, I'm going to walk out with a car tonight because he's able? Or were you defeated and say, well, let me get my puss because I'm catching the bus home tonight? The end result was, your end result says, I don't care what you say. I don't care what my credit reports say. Guess what? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in, come on. And guess what? Somebody walked out with a car that night. No, they drove out. Now, if that's your testimony, hallelujah. You hoped, you believed, and you acted. What was the action of faith? You had the nerve to tell that car salesman, I'm getting a car tonight. We don't always see it. And that's the problems. So it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Things not seen. Two. For by it, or in it, come on, because of this faith, the true translation is in it. For in it, guess what happened? The elders obtained a good report. Even though things look bad, we got what? We were believing the report of Yahweh, a good report. Third, there was some folks that operate in faith and got their breakthrough. The third verse says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. He just said it. And he believed that it was what? Well, it better have happened. When he said, let there be light, he didn't have to see, well, I wonder if the light's going to come. When he said it, what happened? Boom. Guess what? You're created the same way. You speak. Speak things. Speak the word. And guess what? When you speak the word, no, it's going to happen. It better happen because what? His word is true. And so with that faith, in that faith, through that faith, the worlds were framed. So that the things which are seen were not made of the things what? Fourth verse says what? In faith, that is the correct translation, Abel offered unto Yahweh a more excellent sacrifice. How did he do this? In faith. He believed and he hoped for a good outcome because he was obedient. And he says, by which he obtained what? Witness that he was righteous. Yahweh testifying of his gifts. And in it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Fifth verse. In faith, guess what? Enoch, he was what? Translated that he should not see. This dude was so faithful. This dude believed with such fervor. fervency that he was just caught up. Yahweh didn't even leave him down. He didn't even have to die. He was just. Why? Why was he in that state? Because of his faith. And he was not found because Yahweh had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. And guess what? Before he was translated up, he had such a powerful testimony. Yahweh said, let me just come on up. You don't even have to die. Just come on up. This is great faith. Oh, he's not done yet. And the sixth verse says what? But without faith, emunah, it is what? You can't even please him, y'all. For he that cometh to Yahweh must what?
Believe.
You must be committed. Right? You're committed to it. Committed that he is. Wait. He is. He, what does his name say? What is Yahweh's name? Eye, Eshir, Eye means what? I will be whatever I will be. I will be where I will be. I will be what I will be. I will be whatever I will be. So you gotta believe if the man says, his name says, he's all that, you better believe that he is. If he says he'll be whatever, what? He is. If he says his name means he will be wherever, he is. If the word says he will do whatever, as his name says that, he will what? You need to what? Believe that he is. You know, it's the same thing as Yeshua. If his name means he will save, you got to believe he saves. If his name means he will deliver, you got to what? Me. You got to know that what? If his name says he will rescue, ask Peter. What did he do? He was drowning. He walked a couple of steps. In faith, he had a one in faith, two in faith. And then he started looking around at the winds and the waves. And then as he looked at this, what is the winds and the waves? Your circumstances. Yeah. The way it looks right now. But even in the wind and the wave, he could have still took third walk and the fourth walk. Well, what happened in the second? He started looking, and guess what? He started to sink. And he said, help. He said, help, Lord. That's the best prayer ever. You know what? You don't have to be, oh, yes. Oh, this and that and that and this. Sometimes you just need to say, help, Lord. And guess what? He helped him. He rescued him. And then he told him, though, oh, ye of little faith. This is what I'm saying. He could have walked. And that's what he's trying to tell y'all. Listen, you took a couple of steps, but you started letting the circumstance dictate your outcome, and that is not faith. Faith is when you see the circumstances and you keep on holding on and you keep on saying, no, I believe that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. And go here real quick, I'm going to end it. Yohanan, the 20th chapter. There's a dude just like us. We are supposed to be committed to this. We're supposed to hope for. We're supposed to believe, have confidence in. And we're supposed to act with a firmness of surety, faith. Unfortunately, we find ourselves, you can always find yourself in the word. There's always somebody that said something or did something. The 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, Yeshua was crucified. And after he's crucified, the disciples were, They were just all over the place. They were sitting around. See, they hung their hope on Yeshua. And because they thought that he was not there anymore, they were hopeless. But he'd always told them that he had them. And they needed to, even in his death, they needed to what? Still hold on to that. So here they are. They up in the room, shut the doors, because they was afraid. Where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Yeshua in the midst and said unto them, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you with you. Guess what? The doors were locked. And even with the doors locked, Yeshua came through the doors. You ain't getting this. Sometimes y'all be locking the doors. You scared. But even in that, he comes through anyway. And through that door, he said, Shalom Aleichem, or peace be what? What is he saying? You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to trip. Don't do that. Y'all up in here locked up, and here I am. Come on. And so he said, 20th verse, he said, and when he had so said, he showed them the hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw him. Then said Yeshua to them again, peace. You guys are tripping, and he keeps on telling you, peace. Didn't I show, didn't I manifest myself? You going through some crazy stuff last week? Didn't I show you that I was with you? Peace. But my supervisor said, peace be unto you. What the doctor said, peace be what? Unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so, what? 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them the Ruach Kodesh, the breath, the very breath of God. It's like you get, he was getting them ready. I'm about to do something in you. I'm about to move. And so 23rd, whosoever sins he remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins he retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, the twin, was not with him when, where was Thomas at? They was all locked up in, where was this dude at? He was supposed to be with them. 20 feet was tripping. The other disciples said unto him, guess what? We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands, and I see the print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Oh, so he was from Missouri. What's that? The show me state. I ain't gonna believe it unless you what? Show me. Some of y'all like that. Oh God, send me a sign, show me. You need to just believe that he's gonna what? Come. No, I gotta see it. Who's been like that? Don't raise your hand. But you're like, I gotta see it. Don't lie. You said it last week. No, I don't believe that. 26. 26 says what? And after 8 days. You know what I like about this? After 8 days, he says, again, the disciples were within. And Thomas was with them. He made him wait. He still had to wait. You know, what's the funny thing? If you start tripping and stressing out, you still got to wait. If you believe Yahweh, you still got to wait. The difference is, if you believe Yahweh, You're going to wait and you're chilling. You got shalom. And if I still got to wait and I'm tripping and stressing out, you losing hair, you losing sleep, you know what? I think it's a better deal to just trust Shabbat. You got to wait anyway. Tell your neighbor, you got to wait anyway. You might as well wait on him. Come on, what you going to do? You can't do nothing. You got to wait anything, so why would you wait? But so he made him wait 8 days. That's what I like about it. 8 days. And this time, Thomas was what? Guess what? What happened? Then came Yeshua. Wait. But back up. Then came Yeshua, the doors being shut.
I'm having right there.
They locked up again. But yet, Thomas said he's not going to believe. But even through the shut door, Yeshua came in. You know what? He didn't have to come through. He didn't need the door. He didn't even open the door, y'all. He just went through the door. That's the kind of God you serve. That he'll just penetrate the situation. Come on. He'll just walk through. He'll just manifest himself. And again, he said, peace. Why does he have to keep on telling his people, his disciples, peace? Because they keep tripping. Why do you got to keep on telling y'all, peace? Shalom. You know what? Shalom is something that you got to keep letting it wash over you. When doubt and fear try to come on in, just say in the name of Yeshua, shalom. And you got, because Yeshua, he's bringing the peace. Yeshua brings that shalom. And he said, peace unto you. And let me finish this out. He said, 27, but I have to get here. Then saith he to Thomas, hey, you that said you're not going to believe, I got something for you. Reach here. Right here, thy finger. Behold my hands. Reach here. Hither my hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless. You gotta believe this. Be not faithless, but believe. Even in your situation right now, something happened last week. He's telling you, be thou not faithless, but believe. And 28 says, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. Now, he believes them. But 29 says, Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and have yet believed. That's faith. And if you are operating in faith right now, you're blessed. Anybody blessed? Hallelujah. We'll carry on. Father Abba, thank you for ministering these things unto us. Father, we know we need faith. We need the hope that is the anticipation. We need the belief that we are committed to and we're convinced. And because of that, we're firm in our actions and what we say and what we think and what we do. It's always going to be in faith. We believe this. We desire this. So right now, Father Abba, minister to us the importance of us being in faith, believing that whatever you said you'll do is true. And we give you the glory for that in Yeshua's name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. Really quickly, I do need to acknowledge just a couple people. Keep your head bowed, please. Maybe the first person is the person that says, hey, you know what? I want relationship. I want to be able to have this belief. I want to be able to have this conviction. I want to be able to have this strong knowing that comes with a relationship with Yeshua. And I want this. I want this. I need this. I know I need him. And you're saying, hey, I believe. The word has gone out, and now faith is present for you to seize upon. And you say you want that today. We can pray for you that you receive that gift of salvation, that transformation of life today. And if you want us to pray for you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for salvation. We want that. We want that. Do you want that? Second would be those who, hey, I believe, but I'm not as close as I used to be. I had relationship and I'm kind of drifted away. And he's saying, hey, I'm calling you back. And if you want restoration today, he is the God of restoration. You can receive that. We can pray for you. Just raise your hand for restoration. If you want that today, restoration, to be restored back. Hallelujah. He can do it. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word going forth. Thank you for your word that ministers. You say no man or woman can come unto you except you draw them first. So we thank you. Continue to minister to those hearts and minds that they may be able to make that decision. Those who have not had relationship and those who have drifted from the relationship. Give them another opportunity in your house to commit themselves to change. We give you glory for it. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give them praise this afternoon. Hallelujah. We want our ushers to come up one more time.